Jason's heart races in his ears. He's breathing hard, and adrenaline rushes through him as he creeps through the hallways of the ancient country mansion. Moonlight streams through the open window he just climbed through, and the house is silent. Little does he know, it won't be for much longer. An elite hunter, he's been on the trail of a dangerous vampire for months now. This is the closest he's ever come to catching her, and he's determined to finish the job. Jason draws his stake as he sneaks downstairs, all his senses on high alert. He's the best at what he does, and he's not going to let his prey slip away again. In this line of work, it's do or die.
But as he reaches the parlor, he freezes in his tracks. On the other side of the room, playing a haunting melody on the piano, sits the most beautiful woman he's ever seen. She's exquisite, dressed in a long black dress that perfectly hugs her luscious curves, with a seductive air that seems to draw him in.
How many times have they crossed paths like this before? Dozens? Hundreds? Even after all this time, the sight of her still sends a surge of desire through him.
Belladonna slowly turns to look at him, and Jason's breath catches in his throat. She's irresistibly attractive, with plump, ruby-red lips that curl up in a smile to expose her sharp fangs. Her eyes sparkle ominously, but there's a flash of something else in them that makes his stomach tighten. She stands up, the slit in her evening gown sliding open to reveal a long leg. Her glossy hair cascades around her shoulders, and Jason wonders, not for the first time, what it would be like to run his fingers through it. He's had these thoughts before, but he pushes them away now, just like he always does. He's here to take down his prey, and getting distracted by her beauty would be a deadly mistake. She takes a step towards him, and the air between them seems to electrify as she comes closer. Her expression is both predatory and excited, enough to make him wonder if she wants to devour him in more ways than one.
Belladonna chuckles. The sound sends chills down Jason's spine, but he realizes he doesn't mind it as much as he should.
She's closer to him now than she's ever gotten before. Close enough for him to run his hands over those tight curves of hers. All he has to do is reach out.
Jason's mind races. He knows what she's trying to do. Vampires will say anything to get the upper hand. The only question is, just how far is this one willing to go?
Ignoring his earlier warning, Belladonna slinks even closer, watching him with hooded eyes. The plunging neckline of her dress offers an enticing glimpse of her cleavage, and Jason's eyes are drawn to the shape of her full breasts. She's clearly a woman who knows how to use her charms to her advantage. She reaches out to caress Jason's face with her long, elegant fingers. Slowly, she drags them down, her touch lingering on his throat. Her tongue darts out from between her full lips as she licks them in anticipation. That's when Jason is sure that the look in her eyes isn't bloodlust, it's real lust.
He shakes his head, snapping himself out of the spell she's put him under. Adrenaline surging, he raises his stake, but she's too quick for him. Their bodies intertwine as they wrestle for control of the stake. She's impossibly strong, but Jason isn't going down without a fight.
The snake rolls away as Belladonna pins Jason to the floor, her shapely legs locked around his waist. Her ample chest heaves with her breath, her eyes gleaming.
Jason stares up at her, wondering how his prey could have overpowered him like this. Fear washes over him as she bares her fangs, but he can't deny the arousal building between his legs at the feeling of her pelvis pressed against his.
The vampire's eyes move slowly down his body, darkening with desire. Belladonna leans down, and he braces himself for her to finish him off, but she stops before her lips touch his neck.
Jason's breath hitches. His training could never have prepared him for this. But as Belladonna presses her full lips to his throat, his desire only grows, straining at his jeans. This is a dangerous game, but he's quickly realizing it's one he wants to play. Jason's hand finds her thigh exposed by the slit in her dress, and he runs his fingers over her smooth skin.
Belladonna straightens up and starts to pull down the zipper of her evening gown. Jason watches, mesmerized, as she lets the fabric fall away to reveal her full, ripe breasts, barely concealed by the lace of her bra. Heat pulses through his groin at the sight.
In response, Jason grabs her hips and flips her onto her back. Belladonna gasps as he straddles her, but there's no fear in her eyes, and he can tell they're both thinking the same thing. He's not going to need a stake to finish off this vampire.
Belladonna bucks her hips against his, driving him wild with her movements as her piercing gaze meets his, issuing a silent challenge.
Jason strips her of her bra, his mouth finding her nipple as Belladonna gasps in pleasure. Jason moves his lips lower, trailing them down her body as he slips her dress the rest of the way off.
The vampire tangles her hands in his hair as Jason pulls off her tight lace panties, finding her wetness with his tongue as he buries his face between her legs.
Jason continues his movements, his own arousal building as he brings her closer and closer to release.
Belladonna writhes under his expert touch as she reaches the height of her pleasure. But it's not enough. Fumbling with his belt, she presses her lips to his neck again as she tugs his jeans down. Jason doesn't need telling twice, and their bodies intertwine on the floor, no longer in a dance of battle, but in a dance of passion.
She feels so perfect around him as he starts to move his hips, groaning in pleasure. No human woman has ever felt so good.
Belladonna clings to him as he thrusts, her nails digging into his back as the sounds of their desire fill the room. But as Jason approaches his peak, one thing is obvious. This hunter's mission isn't over. It's just getting started.
Thank you. Shh.